Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Mike, since I didn't make any picks last week, how did you do?
Bo, go ahead and get your good.
I didn't make any picks at all. My sheet is blank where I had picks. I guess I didn't make any. It just says nothing.
I tell you what, let's start on this foot. Dylan, can we go to my good and we'll go to Ohio State, who was a 7.5-point favorite against Indiana? What did I have to say?
I cannot wait to see what Dylan Sampson does. I think a lot of people are picking Tennessee to upset in this game. I am not. I'm going with Ohio State at home. That line right now sits at 7.5. Give me Ohio State minus the points. I think the home atmosphere and environment and the talent that is on that team up there, too much to overcome for Tennessee. I love Tennessee as a team, but I think Ohio State gets it done minus the points this week.
That's what I'm talking about! That's why he's the MVP! That's why he's the GOAT! The GOAT!
I nailed the pick, but I ruined the lead-in. It was Tennessee, not Indiana. I don't know what I was talking about right there. Go ahead, Bo, with your good.
I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead with your good. Oh, Dylan, did he make a pick for Ohio State, Tennessee?
I didn't make any picks.
Okay,
let's see. SEC school. It's not going to be that much colder, I think, on kickoff in Columbus, and it will be in Knoxville. Tennessee will be just fine because defense travels, baby. Yeah. I'm going to take Tennessee to cover. I don't know if they'll win, but 7.5 is a huge number.
It's a big line.
It's a big number.
It wasn't big enough.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Oh, man. Hey, real quick, let's get to my bad one. I picked the Eagles yesterday. Look, I felt good through most of the game, Dylan.
I don't have a read on this one. So for the reasons you just said,
I'm going to
go Captain Planet on you, and we're going to put all our rings in the middle and get our full force going, and we're going to get our weight behind the Eagles because you know who Dylan's going for. I know who you're rooting for. I'm going to pull for him as well. I'll go Eagles minus the 3.5, and I'll ride that wave with you.
I might be in trouble on that one.
Captain no bueno. Planet, he's our hero.
Earth, wind,
gonna take
fire,
pollution
heart.
Down to zero.
Did not work out for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I know the Captain Planet song. I used to watch that on TBS in between Braves games. And
since you went 0-4, is there any other bad one you want to hear?
No. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay. I love when you do that.
Who the hell would have thought that you bench Will Levis and Tennessee goes off for 30 points while the Colts dropped 38.
Yeah.
Tennessee at Indy. Tennessee just made a quarterback change. They benched Levis.
They benched him. Okay.
Yeah.
With an N in there. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I thought you meant
everyone else has done that to him.
I thought you meant they disrespected him.
No. The rest of the league has done that to him. They just benched him.
Oh, man.
You know, you're traveling. Brian Callahan had a great little speech, but it doesn't matter. I am taking the 42.5 is the over-under. I'm taking the under in that game.
Psych! That's the wrong number.
There's Miles Garrett.
You only missed
him.
That one by, I don't know, 20-some odd points. Yeah,
jeez.
No big deal. That wasn't exactly...
Let me ask you a question.
I love when you do that.
Would you have expected that they almost scored 70 points combined?
No, I wouldn't have.
Holy smokes.
That was a crazy
game. He did it in Vegas.